There's two different areas. The first one is out by the bypass area above Auk Recreation Area, and then out towards north of T Harbor, the Cohen Drive, out towards Peterson Creek, you know, anywhere in there. And seems to be two bears that are exhibiting the same kind of behavior, and that behavior is feeding right along the roadsides. And the bears are doing exactly what they're programmed to do. There's good food there. They're attracted to the vegetation, especially those dandelions. The thing that's come to our attention, and we've received several phone calls about it and with some concern, is the number of people who are stopping on the side of the road and watching the bears. And it's not so much even that folks are stopping to watch the bears. I encourage everybody to enjoy the wildlife we have around town. It's folks really getting close to bears. I saw a vehicle parked right in front of a bear just a yard or two away from it last weekend, and then I've heard reports of people trying to feed bears through the window. So it's more about the human behavior at this point, interacting at this close distance with bears, and then, you know, certainly feeding them is a bad idea.
Any indication whether or not these folks, for example, feeding them through the window may have been from rental cars or from people out of state?
Yeah, I don't have any information on that one way or the other. Yeah, it's, the downside to some activity like that is we don't know what's going to happen in the future. And it's really setting the bears up for a bad place and, you know, for really negative consequences. The bears learn to associate people with food, and whoever did it in the first place is long gone, and then the next folks who have it show up in their yard or something else, they're the ones who are going to have to contend with it, and ultimately the bear's going to lose in that.
And the bear's probably going to be, in turn, be a little bit more demanding and habituated to having food readily accessible, not necessarily bear food, right?
That's right. Exactly, yeah. It's something we talk about in Juneau all year long, and certainly from spring through the fall, trying to keep human food or human refuse, anything like that, away from bears so we don't teach them to associate people with food.
And is it the same two bears that you mentioned earlier?
I sure think so. I've seen both of them on occasion and lots of pictures, like you said, you know, here and there. So I think they're both very young bears, which sets them up. They're having a rough time. They're kind of like teenagers. Likely they got kicked out by their mom here recently, and they're trying to find their way in the world. And they found a spot where they can find food to start building on energy reserves, and it just happens to be along the roadsides.
And besides just not feeding the bears, what else do you folks recommend as far as seeing bears in that particular area and what to do and not, what not to do?
Yeah, that's a great question. Again, if you can view the bears from a safe distance and get your vehicle all the way off the road or find a pullout, I encourage you to do that. But if you feel like you need to get really close to see the bears, that's inappropriate. And if it's really congested, just keep going. Photographers should use large lenses or good zooms to get pictures if they want them. And, you know, folks are so dialed into what's going on, why not throw a pair of binoculars in your car and you can watch them from a distance? You don't want to crowd the bears. You don't want to spook them. You don't want to harass them. And we don't want to put a bear in a position where it may run into traffic or feel cornered by people out there trying to get pictures or observe the activity.